tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
The best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's India Irie with Just Do It, You, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
The light, use every bit of the power I have inside. This is LaShonda Gary, and you're listening to A Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Hello, fear.
Goodbye,
so long.
They owe me. He's out the door.
Farewell,
thank you, Jesus.
Goodbye, so
Kirk Franklin with Hello Fear, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines fear as an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. I believe there is healthy and unhealthy fear. However, I want to address unhealthy fear. Unhealthy fear paralyzes and stifles us as human beings. I am still overcoming fear in certain parts of my life. However, fear no longer has the same captive hold it used to have. Growing up, I have always been taught that fear is false evidence appearing real. As I listened recently to the song Hello Fear by Kirk Franklin, it created a new awareness in this season in my life. It has made me reappropriate my relationship with fear in every aspect of my life as I journey to become everything God has called me to do and be. In a new beginning, I am divorcing my relationship with fear. We no longer have anything in common. Truly, we have grown way apart from each other. We do not have the same vision and mission. So I say goodbye, farewell, so long. Fear, we are no longer in a relationship. I encourage you, listeners, to do the same. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tune in. But first, here's Comparison Kills by Jonathan McReynolds, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I can only speak for my world, where almost everyone has what they need. Other nations live with sickness, but over here we die from jealousy. 'Cause it makes you chase what's not meant to be chased, 'cause you possessed it all alone. It comes to hide what is real, comparison kills. You spend all night admiring pictures. They make life look perfect as they should. But you don't know the picture story and how long it took to make it good. It makes you consider shoes you don't like, but when that shoe doesn't fit, wear what you will, despite hide how they feel. Comparison kills. The grass was fine till it looked greener on the other side. Now you're believing that you fell behind, but why try to match what should be one of? You're one of a kind. We all want to be successful and get mad when God's not in a rush. But waste your time just making copies. You'll see you did not accomplish much. Pressure gets hot and with heat come mirages. So you think it's cool over there. Your thirst is real, but water can't fill what comparison kills. He feels what you feel, so ask God to heal what comparison kills.
Can I be indulgent like a songwriter? Can I say one more line one more time?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Pressure gets hot, and with heat come mirages. So you think it's cool over there. Your thirst is real, but water can't feel what comparison gives.
I'm done. Thank you.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily, and now it's time for the Renewed Heart segment. For the past few years, we view social media as an outlet to express ourselves, and over the past few months, our social distancing has caused us to either increase or decrease the amount of time we spend using certain apps. Social sites have become extensions of who we were, who we are, and who we want to be. As magnificent as this type of communication is, in many ways, we have lost ourselves in the sea of thousands of voices with varying thoughts, beliefs, and opinions. So as a believer, what would be a good approach to engaging in social media? Well, one, pray for and speak with wisdom. Colossians 5, 4 through 6 tells us to walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Allow God to guide your heart when approaching conversations or posting anything, especially things that may potentially be a problem for you or with others. Two, seek to serve. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Philippians 2, 3 through 4. As we carry on in our posts and conversations, let's be reminded of others, especially those who may be struggling with this time at home alone. Pray to God to reveal opportunities to use our social connections to help others who may be going through challenging moments. And remember, comparison kills. Just as Jonathan McReynolds says in the song, comparison kills. Isaiah 2:22 says, don't put your trust in mere humans. They are as frail as breath. What good are they? Furthermore, Galatians 6:4-5 says, pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else, for we are each responsible for our own conduct. Should you choose to use social media as a means of interaction, Please know that social media allows you to see others from a perspective that may not always be reality. Behind feeds and walls, you may find lots of broken hearts, but you may also find some who have joy. In order to discern what you are navigating through and not find yourself wasting valuable time, stressing, or showing the world everything you've got, before you jump on the book, the gram, the tweet, or the tube, jump into the good book, God's Word, and allow it to penetrate your heart and determine your next move. That's our Renewed Heart segment for today.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Our theme for this month is Journey to Freedom. We are so excited to share with you a wonderful person who can masterfully discuss our topic for today, which is an extension of our theme, Becoming, a Journey in Self-Awareness. Let's welcome Certified Life International Speaker and Women's Change Agent, Shelly Mache, to the Brand New Day family.
Yay.
Hi.
Hello, hello, welcome. Hello, Miss Shelly. All righty then, I think we have a little bit of a slight delay. I know that we're in a time change with our guest on today, so we're going to give her a little bit more time. But let's just kind of recap our introduction to last week's theme really briefly. Let's journey to freedom. We talked about it, our last speaker talked about it on last week, and she did a phenomenal job of setting the tone for our month. Right, Deanne?
That is correct. She really did. That was an awesome job. It left me thinking for the week. Thought about our family relationships and some of those private things that we don't often talk about, that we don't discuss. They're kind of taboo. But this week I actually did speak with one of my relatives who and it made me feel good. So I'm glad that God brought that thing all around. and we didn't talk about the taboo issues, but we did talk. And so I think anytime you have an opportunity to engage with those who have who you've had to either forgive or they've had to forgive you, that's a blessing.
Yes, it is. And so it can, and it's a really difficult conversation sometimes to have when we have these moments when we've either directly encountered some type of traumatic experience in our lives, whether it be with our family or someone outside of our family, or we've been the recipient of the information. And so it's a delicate balance, but God in His infinite wisdom always provides the opportunity to become better and greater. So you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. And again, the number is 563-999-3456. We definitely, once we engage and plug in with our special guest on today, we would love to hear from you and hear your questions and comments. But first, here's Ilya with I Will Smile Again.
Oh, yeah.
down her face. She remembered when she had no car, not a thing to call her own, not a place to stay. She prayed every night and day. She knew the Lord was gonna make a way, even though it seemed so far. It was right around the corner when she touched the door.
Listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio, here with my wonderful co-host Deanne Lax. We're so excited to have you tuned in. We have an incredible, again, we have an incredible guest on today as we talk about becoming Journey in Self-Awareness with certified life purpose coach, author, international speaker, and women's change agent, Shelly Mache. Good evening, Shelly.
Oh my goodness. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Welcome all the way from the beautiful sunny California.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. So we just want you to talk to our listening audience. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do. I know that we ran down the list of titles, but those are the titles. That's not what you do.
Yes. And, you know, as you said, you listed those titles, certified life purpose coach. But one of the things that I absolutely love doing is I love being able to give women life by helping them discover purpose. We as women, we live so much behind our titles, and we do so much for other people, and we're constantly saying, I'll do this for me, and I'll do that for me, and I'll get to this for me. And then we turn around, and it's 10 years later, 15 years later, and we like, okay, what's my name again? Oh, me. That's right. And so my desire is just for women to remember who they are and for women to be able to look at themselves in the mirror and take responsibility for our actions, those actions that are constructive, that are counter-constructive. These are the things that build us and who we are. But first, we have to be willing to take accountability of it. And when we can do that and grab on to who we are, then we can walk confidently in purpose.
Yes, most definitely. So I wanted to ask you, as a life purpose coach, how do you personally define becoming and self-awareness?
Mm-hmm. Me personally, self-awareness is the recognition of the fractures. We all can recognize the things that are great about us, but true growth and awareness comes when we sit and we look at ourselves naked and we say, oh, that's not the best thing. Oh, I've hit my head a couple of times over here. Oh, wow. No, I'm not just hitting my head. I'm running into the wall. Maybe I should back up a little bit. So self-awareness is me being able to recognize the fractures and the frailties within me so that I can grow and learn how to mend those things.
Awesome. What about becoming?
Becoming kind of folds into that. Becoming is okay. My next step after recognizing. Once I see and I can acknowledge, now is the time for me to begin to build the steps so that I can become the person that I'm purposed to be. So I can become that better version of me. So I can look back and say, here's how far I've come. Because now I'm walking in the person that I believe that I was supposed to be.
Awesome.
So this is co-host Deanne Lax, and I just want to know, because that's, you know, becoming is a very hot topic right now, particularly with former First Lady Michelle Obama. She really taught us a lot about becoming the woman, becoming Michelle Obama.
Wasn't that a great book? I love that book.
Yeah, but a lot of us struggle with just, you know, we look at Michelle Obama, she has this and she has that, but this is just a little me. So what are some of the steps that you took on your journey to discover maybe who you were becoming as a woman or who you're still becoming as a woman?
Well, the first thing that I want people to recognize is there's no such thing as it's just little me. Because before Michelle Obama was Michelle Obama, she was still Michelle. And so she was still recognizing who she was and grabbing on to different parts of her. She was still finding out what she disliked before she found out what she liked. And that's pretty much the process that most of us, if not all of us, are going to have to take. That's the road, including myself. I had to stand in front of the mirror, and I had to let the tears fall down. And I'm speaking literally. I had to let the tears fall down and say, what is it about you that you just can't stand about yourself? What is it about you that you don't like? Why can't you look at yourself and feel, you know, fabulous and feel wonderful? I had to take it back to the beginning and find out where's the root cause of the self-hatred. That was my becoming moment. That was me. So I had to be able to be naked. And that's what we're not willing to do in order to become. Everybody want to be the butterfly, but they don't want a cocoon.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's good.
You see what I'm saying? You got to steal away. You have to allow the old things to be chopped off of you sometimes. Sometimes they don't fall off. They have to be chopped off. And you have to be willing to hit that pain in order for you to grow. We don't want to have pain. We don't want to grow. We just want to wake up and be, oh, I'm fabulous. But it doesn't work like that.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't work like that. You have to go through. And I am no different from anyone else. I had to look at myself and say, why don't you like you? What is it about you? Because internally, I felt like, hey, I'm a great person. You know, I'm funny. I'm loyal. I'm laid back. You know, I enjoy a good time. I'm nice. What is it? And so I had to reach back and say, oh, this happened at this time, and this left you with abandonment issues. This happened at that time, and that left you with trust issues. Somebody told you that you wasn't this, and it left you with esteem issues. I had to roll it back in order to move forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, earlier we were listening to Jonathan McReynolds' Comparison Kills, and our Renewed Heart segment was about social media and how that plays a part in our comparing ourselves to other people and it plays a part into who we become, who we are. And, unfortunately, that is part. And even those who are not actively involved in a social media page or anything, there's still this TV, whatever else is out there, there's still some way that we compare ourselves to one another, and it just really diminishes who we are. It dims our light, unfortunately.
Yes, yes. You know, you are absolutely right.
How would you tell a young woman, especially, who may be looking at other people as a means to judge herself? You know, what would you tell her, like, to encourage her?
Yeah, here's the thing. We're always going to look at somebody. So when we say to people, you know, don't look at people for your value, don't look at people for this, we're actually lying to ourselves. We're always going to look at someone because that's how we pattern ourselves, whether that be looking at our parents, whether that be looking at celebrities, whether that be looking at, you know, your alcoholic uncle and what you don't want to be like. We're always looking to see how do I pattern myself. So I don't so much tell people don't look. I tell them to craft who you look at. So it's not so much as don't look at celebrities because it's going to give you a false sense. It will give you a false sense. So how do we turn that around for you to tell me, what do you want to be in life? Who do you want to be in life? What type of person would you like to be in life? And if you tell me that you want to be successful and you like to be, you know, you're an intelligent young woman and you want to grow to be a doctor, then let's find someone on social media who is a doctor, who is intellectual, who is talented, and let's see if we can't connect you with that person as a mentor, or if you can't get on their website and start receiving some, you know, get on their email list or something, so that you can begin positioning yourself to be what it is that you believe you've been called to. So it's not always about let me take it from you, as it is about let me redirect you.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. So I'm loving this discussion that we're having about self-awareness, because I am a firm believer that when we create those awarenesses, it helps to do the exact things that you're talking about, which is grow and develop and become. But I want to ask you, how can we identify when we are stuck on our journey?
Wow, that is a really, really good question. And probably one of the best ways that you can identify that is when you literally, and you have to be honest with yourself, when you look up and it's 3 years later and you still can go from zero to 100, if somebody look at you wrong, you're stuck. You're stuck. Now, I'm not saying that you're not going to go zero to 100, but it shouldn't be every other weekend the way it used to be.
Right.
Because there are some things that are going to trigger us, and that's just it. That's life, you know. But when we understand our triggers, then we can create what I call, you know, an emotional escape plan. So one of my triggers I like to tell people is an elevated voice. And so you can't speak to me in an elevated voice because, for one, it's just my trigger, and it's not going to end well. So I know this about myself. I already know. I'm honest. So therefore, I've already made an escape plan. And my first escape is to say to you, you know, I don't respond well to that. Because if you don't know, then how can I hold you accountable? So let me tell you, I don't respond well to that. That's not going to work. If you'd like to speak to me, let's redo it. If you continue, I end the conversation and I excuse myself because I know my emotional triggers. So we have to be able to be honest. Now, that's me growing, because 5, 6, 10 years ago, I would not have created a plan for myself to say, I don't want to have to do 10, you know, 10 to 20, 20 to life, because I've laid my hands on someone. I don't want to have to do that. So this is me setting up a path of growth. Mm-hmm. Now, if I can't look back over the last few years and see where there, but again, it starts with where's the frailty? Where are the fractures?
Right.
If I can first look back and say, here's the fracture, then I'll never be able to create the plan so I can walk into the becoming.
Yes.
That's
so
good.
When
yeah,
we're
that's
stuck,
good.
When we're stuck, we first have to realize, where was the fracture? Did I ever even make a plan to
right.
step outside of it? But it goes back to what you guys are talking about today, being able to be aware of those things that are going on. We cannot move forward in anything until we're aware of the right now.
Right, exactly.
Good. So that leads me to the I'm sorry. So that leads me to this question. And the question that I have is, so there's someone who saying, I get it, Shelly, I understand what you mean about this thing called journey and becoming and self-awareness, but I just don't get it. Like, I don't get real essence of why it's important for me to even make the attempt to create these types of awarenesses. You know, a lot of people think sometimes, because these are coaching terms for the most part, they think that that doesn't apply to me. It doesn't make sense, because I know I've gotten it because I'm also a coach too. And so I'm like, okay, let me break it down for you. So for our listening audience, help us understand why it's important to even attempt to create awarenesses in
so,
our lives.
So Emily, are you talking about those people who are like, well, that's just me, that's just who I am?
Right,
that
kind
of person.
We have those 100 people. I just keep it 100. you just keep it, you know, live. But it's okay. But here's my thing. I am not that person who's chasing the person who knows it all. If you know it, if you're not that person, why am I here? I don't spend my time chasing that person. I'm not chasing anybody, but I'm connecting with the person who says, I know that I need to do this. I just need to understand how to map it out. I'm not concerned about that person who says, well, that's just the way that I am. So what I say to them is, then let it continue to get you the results that it's been getting you. And when you're tired of those results, come see me.
Yeah.
I'm never the person who's going to try to make you see where you need to grow. That's not my job. I think that's the problem in some of the things that we do as people. We take on jobs that weren't meant for us. You have a 9 to 5, and then you come home and get a 5 to 9 by trying to have somebody else see their era. Your era doesn't include me, but I hope that you get it together, because our eras are never our own. They always affect someone, even if it's not affecting me. So when you're tired of going around the circle, when you're tired of being angry, when you're tired of people not wanting to be around you, when you're tired of getting fired for your attitude, when you're tired of having arguments, when you're tired of fighting, come see me.
Right, right. Hmm.
That's good. That's good.
So what do you tell that parent who may feel like they've lost their way, like they've become so involved in just working and parenting that they just forgot who they are and who they want to become, possibly? I know we're going to discuss that a little later in the Fearless Family segment, but I'd like to know what you have to share for the parents who may have lost their way in trying to evolve and become.
Yes. Well, I would first tell that parent, you're on the right track, because you realize that there's a break in here somewhere. Because many parents, we become, again, so involved in our children, their activities, what they need, until we step back. We begin doing most of our living through our title. And so what I would say to them is really to take 10 minutes. I don't care if it's in the bathroom while you're trying to take a bath. You know, I would, if you have your phone with you, record if you can. I suggest more of to be by yourself and write. But I would really tell you to write down 5 things, just 5 things that you absolutely adore. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's, you know, kicking rocks outside. Write down 5 things that you just love or that you like. From those 5 things, I need you to attach an emotion to it. Attach an emotion. So if you say, I like reading, that's fine. When you read, how do you feel? Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out, does this particular exercise, does it relax you? Does it give you life? Does it put you in a mind of remembrance? Does it give you peace? Tell me what that activity does for you. And whatever that activity, that feeling that you get, we're going to pick one of those feelings, whether it's peace, whether it's joy, whether it's happiness, and we're going to say, what do you need to feel today? And if you just need to feel rest, we're going to look at one of those, and we're going to pick that and say, give yourself 5 minutes today to feel peace. And for you, peace is connected to reading. So, you know, get online for 5 minutes, put a do not disturb sign up on your bedroom door, and go for 5 minutes and read, because reading is connected to peace for you. And today you need some peace.
Awesome. That is absolutely amazing. Ms. Shelley, we are so happy that you joined us on today, and I just want you to know that you are always welcome here at
Brand
New Day.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for reaching out to us. So tell our listeners where we can reach out to you online as well as social media.
Yes, the best way to connect with me is on my website, which is www.shellymache.com, and I'll spell that because it doesn't sound the way it's spelled. It's shellymachette.com. On my website, you can download my 5 daily happiness habits for free, where we can keep in touch with one another, and you can get on my email list. And you can also connect with me on my website, and you can schedule a 30-minute clarity master call where we can get online and we'll begin to break down these 5 things and what they bring you and how you can begin to walk in your purpose. And you can also connect with me on Instagram, and I am under my name again, Shelley Mache. I like to keep things simple. I like to keep it
right.
Simple.
Simplicity is better.
Yes. I feel like once you get the spelling of my name, we are good. We are all good.
Right. Yes. Awesome. So, again, thank you so much. This was a really incredible conversation, and we really appreciate you taking the time with us this evening. You have a great evening.
You too. Yes. Thank you, ladies, so much. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We're going to do something a little different today. We're going to do the Live Smart segment, and then we're going to bring in Deanne with the Fearless Family segment. So I want to talk to you just briefly about the power of smiling. Proverbs 15:30 says, "A cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health." So we're talking about the power of smiling. Smiles are powerful. Not only do they generate engagement between two people, but the more someone smiles, the healthier his or her brain can be. Smiling more often, regardless of your mood, can improve your health and even help you live longer. So here's some hints and helpful benefits, just really briefly, about the benefits of smiling. It improves your mood, pain reliever. It lowers your blood pressure. It gives you a stronger immune system. It's a stress reliever. It betters your relationships, and it makes your appearance younger. So, therefore, smiling and laughter are very beneficial for your mind, your body, and overall well-being, regardless of your mood. It's okay to crack a smile or laugh. In fact, it's healthy for you. And that's our Live Smart segment for today. More of that information will be posted in our Facebook page, Brand New Day Emily. And now it is time for our Fearless Family segment.
Hey, you know what is funny? I'm smiling. Wow. When I was in college, college, I remember people used to say, "Why are you always smiling all the time?" And after a while, I was like, "Okay, maybe I shouldn't smile so much." But it was hard to stop. So the only thing I'll say is, you got those smile lines you got to worry about that kind of look like crow's feet sometimes. But other than that, smiling is the bomb. Everybody do it. All of those stats are right. I can attest to it. So, Fearless Family, we're talking about managing time for self. So that's something that you should definitely smile through. Some parents are trying to figure out how to maintain themselves individually, especially right now when our children are at home with us 24/7. Well, I'm no expert, but I can say what kind of things work for me in order for me to feel at ease with everything and allows us as a family to grow together in love and understanding. Psalm 55:16-17 says, "But I will call on God, and the Lord will rescue me. Morning, noon, and night, I cry out in my distress, and the Lord hears my voice." Create a journal, alone time with God. Allow this to be the first thing you do when you wake up, or the last thing you do before you go to bed, or both. Actually, it's better to do both. 2, fill your time with things you enjoy. Put down the phone, scrolling for a minute, and engage in something creative you may want to do, or spend time outdoors. Allow your kids a moment to be alone, playing, coloring, etc., and do the things they enjoy as well. And then come together and do what you all enjoy. You know, honestly, when I'm being very transparent, I have to admit that a lot of my time as a parent over the past 10 years as with my son and younger daughter have been spent scrolling through my phone. And I have to admit, I probably do regret some of that time now that I think about it. And it's time that you'll never get back. So put down the phone sometimes and get involved in something you want to do that takes you outside of being on the phone or watching TV, or, you know, engage in reading, like Dr. Shelley said, or writing, or do something you've never done, especially here in this pandemic. We have time on our hands, so let's take advantage of the time. I've recently started a photography business. I've been taking pictures for a long time, so now that's something that I enjoy. But I also allow my kids to have time for themselves. All of us need individual time because we're here together in the house all the time now, but we also need to come together sometimes and share in that family bond. Also, psychologist Scott Beast provides some strategies for parents, especially those who are perfectionists. We all can have a tendency to be perfectionists at times. Well, Dr. B says, when you find yourself with time to spare, it can be tempting to power through your to-do list, but try to let go of those perfectionist tendencies. As a parent, it's good to learn to tolerate a little bit of chaos, or a lot sometimes. Instead of spending your toddler's all-too-short nap time attacking Mount Laundry, learn to be okay with a quick tidy-up and then spend the extra minutes writing in your journal or reading a novel. And I say that if you have kids that are around the age of 4 and up, if that laundry just has to be out the way right then, have them join you. Sometimes we allow the busyness of parenthood to cause us to forget who we are and the things we desire for ourselves to grow and learn in life. Remember that when our children are grown and leave the nest, we still have to hold ourselves accountable to the person we are becoming. I started an Experience in God devotional with our kids a couple weeks ago to help them discover who they are in God and how He wants them to join Him in His work. We all could use an opportunity to experience God in that fashion. Each new year brings about a new understanding of who we are, and as long as we have breath, we are growing in Christ, and we should become. Whatever you do, know that you are not alone. Managing your time and your family is not something you will be able to do without God's help. Steering the lead with His guidance,
each of you will become everything he intends for you to be. That's our Feeling
that
Family segment.
Awesome. Awesome. That was really good. Even as a single person, I think I need to learn a little bit better how to manage time for myself. I have a tendency of squeezing in something in every moment, and I'm starting to learn how to just enjoy having that time to myself.
Yes.
Even with the pandemic, you still have to create that time for yourself. So thank you so much. So thank you so much, Deanne, for that. That was awesome. You guys are listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Oh, what an awesome show.
We need that sound effect. You know that sound effect they used to have, that brown.
Yeah, on the game
show.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool, right?
So,
to remind you to listen to Shine Lord Radio tonight with Bronda Ray at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And don't forget to listen to all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. We love to hear from you guys, want to hear from you more often. Please email us with your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us the things that you are doing to create self-awareness on your journey to becoming. So let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Goodbye, Farewell, So Long. Our Renewed Heart segment was Face the Good Book. Our Live Smart segment was The Power of Smiling. Our Fearless Family segment was Managing Time for Self. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you and we bless you and we give you praise and we give you glory and honor. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this time. And we even thank you for the seasons, because you said in your word that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. It may not feel good, but it's going to work for our good, according to Romans 8:28. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to create this self-awareness. God, show us who we are. Show us the things that we need to know about ourselves, the good, the bad, and the ugly, Lord God, so we can root out and prune and tend to and take care of, so it doesn't fester, oh God. In the name of Jesus, order our steps throughout the week as we go through our week, oh God, so that we can be the better for our coming. And God, will continue to give you the praise and the glory and the honor that is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from Michelle Obama, our former First Lady. For me, becoming isn't about arriving somewhere or achieving a certain aim. I see it instead as forward motion, a means of evolving, a way to reach continuously toward a better self. The journey doesn't end. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. As we close out the show on today, we want to honor two civil rights icons we lost recently, Reverend C.T. Vivian and U.S. Representative John Lewis. In tribute to them and to all who have served in purpose and destiny that we've lost along this way, whether it was the pandemic or through natural causes, Campbell with Well Done.
Goodbye.
Oh, I want to see him. Love.
let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.